Do we have the will and the talent to fight off cyber attacks? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Yesterday, we heard from the University of Minnesota's Masoud Amin about the kinds of threats we're likely to see in the future against our information systems, power grid, and other critical infrastructure. Amin, director of the university's Technological Leadership Institute and head of a new master's program in security technologies, told us about an arms race between the good guys and the bad guys. In the second part of our interview, I asked Amin whether the good guys can ever get the upper hand.
It's going to take a very systematic, long-term commitment and approach to how we develop our security around whether it is cyber, whether it is electric power grid, whether it is our other critical infrastructure. And to do it based on dynamic risk and have what I call self-healing infrastructure, self-healing systems that can locally sense and quickly reconfigure the system to save them. This vision has been, I have proposed that for the last 11 and a half years. It's going to probably take much longer than that to see that built in our systems and infrastructure, systems that are awake, that are responsive, that can detect and localize precursors quickly. Yes, I think we can definitely be ahead of the bad guys, but it takes commitment and it takes a systematic approach to the layers of defense we build in our system.
How much of our future security depends on individual computer users acting in a way that does not harm the system overall? And what I'm getting at here is when computer users do not protect their machines from viruses and worms, they often become part of what are called these botnets. So a person's computer is taken over and then it becomes part of sort of an evil army which can launch attacks against various systems. It seems like we've made very little progress in getting individual computer users to sort of do the right thing and protect their machines. How much of our future security depends on our ability to get individual users to do the right thing?
Again, that's a great question. There is, if I can use an analogy, when we all turn on water, it reduces water pressure for others and for everybody. When we are basically connected. It's an interdependent and complex system that one node affects several other nodes, and the connectivity. The more interconnected we have become, in a sense, it provides many benefits, but also poses risks. This type of work is going to require a participation of all of us, a private sector, public sector, individuals. We may have come on different ships, but we are on the same boat.
Do we have enough science and technology and computer engineering talent in the pipeline to keep up in this cybersecurity arms race?
That is a major concern that we have had for many years. So mission is to inspire and train students in this area with our educational goals that we have.
Masoud Amin with the University of Minnesota. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.